When he was discussing the topic of men's and women's hair, he drew from it a lesson of correction, saying, "Doesn't even nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it's a dishonor to him, but if a woman has long hair, it's a glory to her?" While addressing the subject of idol sacrifices and forbidding to touch them, he referenced examples from secular society, even citing the Olympic Games, saying, "Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training, but only one gets the prize." He substantiated his views with analogies from shepherds, soldiers, and farmers. That's why he uses a common analogy here to argue and insist that no one is truly left in worse shape. It's astonishing and impressive to be able to demonstrate this, and it serves to reassure those who feel inferior, in other words, the analogy of the body. There's nothing more comforting to individuals who feel inferior or less gifted, or more persuasive to stop them grieving, than the realization they're not given less than their fair share. That is why Paul, to illustrate this point, put it this way: "For just as the body is one and has many members,